Birds in the crowded airspace.
Looking for a soft landing, but in all the wrong, familiar places.
Record 268, Kennedy Tower, 5 miles in trail to an Airbus 320.
To keep migrating birds from setting down in oil-fouled places in the Gulf, what the world needs now is...
an air traffic controller for the birds?
Texas, well, we have an occupied gate. Do you want us to contact ground?
Great idea. Too bad it won't work. But scientists are going to try for the next best thing.
They're designing new, attractive landing strips for migrating fowl that are safely away from human pollution.
Question, can you lead a bird away from the water?
We'll find out on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, July 8th, and there is this plan down in Florida that we're talking about today to encourage the birds to land elsewhere instead of the oil-soaked Gulf.
It used to be scarecrows to scare them away. Now we have to attract them to land in safe places because of all of our human pollution.
That's right.
It's a great discussion. Let's get a check on the morning's top news stories. First, though, three suspected Al-Qaeda members were arrested this morning in Norway. Officials believe they were planning attacks with portable bombs similar to those linked to last year's foiled attempt in the New York City subway. No word yet on their target. Evidence is mounting that Russia and the United States are preparing for the largest spy swap since the Cold War, and it could come as early as today. A federal court in New York is expected to order the deportation of 10 of the 11 people accused of being Russian spies later today. Meanwhile, in Moscow, armored vehicles have secured the perimeter of a prison thought to be holding convicted spies for the West.
In another Cold War relic, Cuba has agreed to release a third of its political prisoners in the coming months. The 52 men and women will be sent to Spain. But let's go back now to the Gulf, where Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says it is time to stop planning and get to work.
Please, no more studies, no more red tape, no more bureaucracy, no more roadblocks. You want shovel-ready projects. Those projects are ready to go. Let's go restore this coast.
One project ready to go would create an oil-free landing space for millions of migrating birds. Joining us now is Dave White, chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, an agency within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So, Dave, basically what you're doing is trying to create landing spots for the birds away from the oil to try and encourage them to land there instead of the petroleum, correct?
Correct.
What are the odds this strategy will work?
Well, I won't kid you on this. To my knowledge, no one has undertaken a wetland creation enhancement effort of this size and speed before. Just think, in the next couple of months, we're trying to add 100 to 150,000 acres of new shallow water wetland habitat. And we cannot say with certainty that it will work. But I can say that if we do nothing, if we just sit back and watch this unfold, we're placing tens of millions of birds at risk. And while we think the odds are pretty good, even if they were 100-1 against us, this is still a chance worth taking.
Okay, Dave White, we're going to talk more about this in a moment.
For a second straight day, suicide bombers are targeting religious pilgrims in Iraq. At least 12 were killed this morning during the final day of a Shiite holiday that draws hundreds of thousands of people to Baghdad. And here in the U.S., the Department of Veterans Affairs is making it easier for vets who have post-traumatic stress disorder to receive disability benefits.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin wants a November election to fill the Senate seat left vacant by Robert Byrd's death. If that happens, Manchin says he'll consider running, but he will not appoint himself to fill the seat. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, but futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,018 after rising 274 points yesterday. The S&P starts at 1,060, the NASDAQ at 2159. So this morning we're going to talk about life without artificial light, without air conditioning, without birds. What would we be without
LeBron
certain
James.
Things?
Yeah.
That's right. So that discussion of what would we be without light is coming up later this hour.
And in a few minutes, what would life in the Gulf be without those tens of millions of birds who are under threat because of the wildlife struggles with the oil in the Gulf? We're going to talk about getting birds to land safely. Is it possible? More of a discussion with those naturalists in just a moment.